777.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
You're going to be encouraging other folks. I don't know how this works. I don't care how it works. All I know is it works. If your purpose in your mind is to stay glad, tell somebody, I got plenty to be glad about. Just because the devil tried to throw a little something in your path, just because the devil tried to trip you up, think about what God has already done. Think about where God has brought you from. Think about what he's promised for your future. Think about what he's doing right now. Amen. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul begins to cry out, hallelujah! Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God I'm saved. Where he brought you from, what he brought you out of, what he kept you from, who he delivered you from, set you on straight street, regulated your crazy mind, healed your sick body, brought you out the gutter. Now you're up in here praising God. Now you're up in here giving him glory. Now you are a child of a kingdom. Now you got heaven on your mind. Hallelujah. Exceeding abundantly above. Listen, this is a foretaste. This ain't nothing but a little taste. What's that? Was it a little palate cleaner? That's what we call it. Y'all know palate cleaners. You know, when we, when it, cleanser. You know, they give you a little sherbet. You probably get your thumb and your little pinky in there. It's called a palate cleanser. You know, after you eat your salad, then right after the salad, they give you this little stick and you put it there. You know, you're like, well, where'd ice cream at? You know. But it's a palate cleanser. What we experience, the highest level of joy and peace and all that we get now is a palate cleanser. It's the earnest. It's the down payment, let me say, on your house. So listen, this thing gonna get better and better. I'll say it this way, gooder and gooder, greater and greater. The world's gonna get darker and darker, but we are not of the world. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We have been set free. We've been delivered out of the world, translated into another kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is among us. It's in us, and it's growing every day. It's growing like Superman. Come on, forerunners. I can see y'all now running for a phone booth. Somebody shout, this is my year. Somebody shout, this is my decade. It ain't over yet, it's just beginning. My next chapter is my best chapter. Amen. God didn't give you that level of expectation for nothing. God will not disappoint an expectant heart. You're not feeling that for nothing. Amen. With joy do we draw water from the well of salvation. Everything concerning salvation, with joy we draw it. Come on, I said with joy we draw it. We don't have to muster up some kind of joy. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Joy is your portion. Sometimes you got to find it, because it'll settle down. You got to start stirring yourself. Look what the Lord has done. Just last week, he blessed me. Open that door for me. What am I sad about? David says, soul, why are you cast down? Think about what God has done. Think about what God is doing. Think about what your future holds. Hallelujah. We're going to be with him forever. Oh, glory to God. I got to say it again. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, hey, and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Thank God I'm saved. This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Hey! Somebody shout joy! Shout joy! Shout joy! Ha. That's your portion this year. Don't let anybody steal it. Don't let anybody steal it. It's going to be joy unspeakable. You're going to be nice to people that hate you. You're going to be able to bless them that curse you because of the joy you have. You're going to pray for those that persecute you. You're going to love them that are unlovable. Why? Joy. The world ain't giving it to you. Unto him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all you ask or think, according to that seed he planted in you is still growing. It's still growing. The giver of life is still giving. You're going to increase more and more. Yes, you will. And when they throw dirt on you, they don't know it's really soil. See, to the world, it's dirt. They try to talk about you, to talk you down, to discourage you. They call it dirt. I got some dirt on you. Well, God calls it soil. Because you see, soil has all the nutrients that the seed needs to grow. So every now and then, God will let somebody throw a little dirt. But understand, it's not dirt, it's soil. This is part of my growing process. Amen. That's why James said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, the trying of your faith is working something. It's working patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking or wanting nothing. God is on a mission to perfect you. Hey! Everything concerning you, God is going to perfect it. Hallelujah! So let patience, let them talk. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper anyway. They that roll a stone towards you is going to come back on them. I can see somebody rolling a big old stone after you. Yeah. Then they stone turn around. They got the... Oh. He that digs a ditch for you is going to fall in it himself. Amen. Tell somebody, don't worry. God got this thing. Somebody give him a praise like you mean it. I feel it. This place is about to explode with the joy. Explode with the glory. Hallelujah! Glory! I hear it coming towards you. And it's coming fast. I say, I hear it coming. And it's coming fast. It's going to accelerate. It's going to overtake you. Hallelujah. I see some getting up early. Just can't sleep. And it ain't because you're having a nightmare. It's because God is on you. You're walking around. You can't. You got to praise. You got to keep it down because others are asleep. but you're going in your closet early in the morning. Hallelujah. I see God, I see him downloading strategies, stuff you never thought about, but God gonna put it in front of you. And a strategy from God can't fail. I said it can't fail. It's gonna promote you. It's gonna increase you. It's gonna enlarge you. It's gonna cause favor to come to you. I see that. Oh, hallelujah. Help us, Holy Ghost. Tell somebody, press the accelerator. Get that car out of park. God can't drive a parked car. Just push down the accelerator. Don't be afraid of the speed. Amen. Oh, Jesus. There's something about that name. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above, I'll say beyond. God's going to take you beyond. Yeah, he's going to take you beyond. See, beyond is the next level of your achievements. There's a next level coming to you. Amen. I said on Tuesday night, yeah, it's important to, I think it was Tuesday or Monday, whichever night it was, it's important to have sustained vision. Amen. Not up and down, in and out, not he loves me, he loves me not. You know, not any, meeny, miny, moe, or maybe, you know, no, it's sustained vision. Whatever circumstances try to dictate, sustained vision. I didn't get to it, but in Daniel chapter 7, I don't want to go there on the screen, but Daniel chapter 7, Daniel is given a vision of the rise of evil. But all through that chapter, if you read it, you see where Daniel kept looking. I, Daniel, saw. I, Daniel, kept looking. He watched till God unfolded that, but see, he didn't stop looking. Because see, if that's all you see, then you won't see no more. You go into hiding. You'll be afraid. But he kept looking, and then God showed him the throne and showed him the reality behind all this. This is what you're going to see rise, but this is what's going to govern. This is what's going to rule. Come on, somebody say, sustain vision. If God gave you a vision and the enemy trying to show you something different, just keep looking. Not at what the enemy's doing necessarily, but keep looking at what God told you. Amen. In spite of what he said, because after a while, the cloud's going to part. After a while, everything's going to become clear. Tell somebody, God's working when you don't feel him. Even when you don't see him, God is still working. He's not one to sleep or slumber. He doesn't sleep. People talk about the devil busy. Get that out your mouth. God is busy. Angels are busy. He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.